Welcome back to the Action Sit Rep. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Deb.
And we are here to talk about episode 8 of The Last of Us.
When we are in need, God will provide.
Yeah.
Ew.
Someone will provide.
Someone who thinks he's God.
So we definitely, like we talked earlier about wondering if that other town had some people eaters. We got our people eaters.
Yep. We got one trope. So we knew that, you know, like, God. At least in this, it maybe makes a little more, a little sense because it's been how, you know, 20 years or whatever. So, okay, you don't really know what you're doing out there and you're just stockpiling the human flesh just in case. Clearly it isn't your preference, but obviously.
But the daughter ate her dad. That,
well, I know, I believe that it really was not when he said, this really is deer meat.
The family, when they were feeding all the people, when we realized, like, when we first suspected this people, and then the daughter whose dad died, he slides the plate over to her and, like, watches her eating it. And, no, you should not have to eat your own father. Like, you shouldn't have to eat people in general, but like definitely not your own dad.
And I love that he's like, only a few of us know. And I'm like, nah, I think they've all got a pretty good idea.
Yeah, they're at least suspicious.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
that was.
Go ahead. I was going to say, I was very happy that they didn't throw in the most obvious trope of the whole thing at the end. So, but we can talk about that.
It was just I was just gonna say it was just a very traumatic episode. It was really
brutal,
really grim. I mean, we've had some like heartbreaking, we've had some difficult, but this was brutal. This was hard to watch. This is just so grim and drawn out and step and so slow, just step by step. You're like, I know that these are this is not going to be good. And just that slow unpeeling of it that is like to get to the rotten center.
Unpeeling of it.
I'm thinking of it like an onion. I don't know why I said unpeeling, but yeah, I was thinking of like an onion. Like this had layers of like grimness that it was like, well, is this, it's just that he's controlling. In my head, I'm going, he's going to eat people. But, you know,
exactly.
But, you know, is it just that he's super religious? Is it just that he's controlling? Is it, now they're like violent to, we know they're violent to outsiders, step by step unveiling of who he is to the point where he, that line of his where he's, don't you know the fight is my favorite part or whatever.
God, that was so awful. That really was just, and for as horrible as it had been up to that point, I was not ready for that line.
No.
Oh, it was awful.
I wish that they had not included that part. It was terrible. It was brutal, but I do wish that we had not had that included. I wish that it had just been some kind of violence as opposed to going to a rape place, because I feel like that's just, I get it. Maybe it was realistic in that situation, but I just hate seeing that. At least in this case, we see where the focus is on her as opposed to sometimes, you know, like I know one of the big issues with Game of Thrones was when Sansa was raped and the focus is on Theon the whole time, not on what's happening to her. So at least it's on her and shows her response to it. But I just think that act gets used too much. You know, you're making up this world. You could just not include that. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was really sort of the, you know, he was breaking her down.
Yeah.
And, you know, just shoving at her the worst things he could say to her. You know, you have a violent heart. It was all the things that she knew.
Yeah.
But was trying to just not really believe. You know, she goes through this whole thing doing like violent things when they aren't necessarily, doesn't have to be quite that bad. You don't have to be that quite that mad or that. And he's been the only one that has just put it right out there. So this horrible, horrible, horrible person just told her, you are as awful as I am.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, just the look on her face when he said that to her, she shattered when he said that. So I think with the story going forward, I think it was maybe not necessary, but it was really important to where she is mentally right now, that it was like the final nail in the coffin for her psyche at that point. And it was very important in that it drove her to save herself even more than she ever had before.
Right.
You know, and in the way that she saved herself, really went like full on brutal. It left a little stress relief there for her, but
yeah.
It was like in the act of saving herself, she did exactly what he said.
Yeah, I guess. I struggle with that. I think, like I said, I just think it gets, you know, it gets used so often. And I think maybe, like you said, I can see it making a sort of sense in this, but I think it's just something that writers depend on so much to create this emotion, to create this tension, to create this sympathy for a character that, I don't know, maybe wasn't necessary, but you know, it is what it is.
And we know exactly what all the people living there have been putting up with as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Evidenced by the fact that this fairly important building to them is up in flames and no one comes. No one.
I know, with all the screaming and the flames and everything, there's not a single person chasing them, not peeking around the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only one, you know, there was James, his henchman, basically, who plays Joel in the video game, was the, you know, the only one, and his allegiance got him killed. His like, and you could tell the whole time he was like, I don't want to be like this. Mm-hmm. But there you have it.
Yeah.
You were, and it got you killed in a really.
Ugh.
And the thing is, when he pulled that hatchet out of him, he was still alive because his artery was still pumping.
Oh, I was to say he didn't look alive, but yeah, if the blood's, oh, gross.
His heart was still beating and he just left him there. I mean, clearly there was no hope for him, but it didn't even care enough to take take a breath, just take the hatchet out and go.
Well, he obviously doesn't care about anybody. Mm-hmm. Speaking of people in dire medical straits, I just started laughing when she just takes a plunger of penicillin and sticks it in his belly. And I was like, dosage, how do you know the dosage? And you're just going to stick it into his wound? That's not how penicillin, it's not like it like
eats
aggregates
the
there. It doesn't like, oh, this is where it works. Like, I get it. She didn't know. So she's like, whatever. Yeah. But I just thought, how did you pick that dose? Did you just take the whole bottle? Mm-hmm. Each shot was one entire bottle. That does not feel like it would be like very good for you. But I guess the alternative is dying.
Yeah. It explains his super fast healing.
It's magic penicillin with adrenaline.
Yeah. Yes, that was totally unrealistic, but who knows?
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah.
He's feeling much better now.
He is. The best part of the whole episode is when he called her baby girl.
I know. That was like the big payoff at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. That she saved herself. It wasn't Joel rushing in the last minute to save the kid.
Yeah.
She saved herself. And then he just, you know, went.
Dadded her.
Said that for 20 years. He hasn't said that since his daughter died in his arms. So
and
now
he
you
just,
know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like suddenly realizes that she's family.
Yeah.
He dadded her.
Yep.
That was
so good.
They killed the horse. That was really sad.
That pissed me off. Yeah. Like, that pissed me off.
That was not okay.
Like, if your intent was to kill her, and the only reason you didn't was because he told you not to, and yet you obviously still planned to kill her because you
walked
up.
Yeah, you were still
going to
do it anyways. Why don't you just shoot her and say, like, oops, I missed the horse.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, you know, it's like a large amount of meat.
Yes.
But still
but
sad.
I don't think that's
and
what
sucks.
He was thinking at the time, but.
No, yeah. And I'm like, and if it was me, I would have taken the, like, shot her taking the horse, like, while it was alive. And then he's like, take two people and drag that horse back. And I was like, fuck
yeah,
you.
Whatever.
No way. No way. Two people. Like, all of you together? Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
But two people? No. That full-grown horse with all the tack on it? Sorry. No. It
doesn't work that way. But I did like that Joel actually had a reaction to the fact that the horse was dead.
Yes.
Whether that was like, oh, shit, now I gotta walk. Or they killed my horse.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Of course, then you see the people hanging up like you're at a butcher shop and suddenly the horse seems less important.
I don't know. I felt just as bad for the horse.
It's innocent. I mean, yep. Oh, it was so gross.
Yeah. It really was. But I do, as soon as the episode started, I'm like, great, they're eating people. And I just thought, okay, it's been 20 years, not 20 minutes, like on The Walking Dead. Where was that only been a matter of months?
Yeah.
They stumble upon whatever, what was the, I can't remember.
I don't remember the name, but yeah, it was like they immediately went to cannibalism as opposed to like, we're going to die. Was it like the
terminal
Donner party or whatever?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
So at least it sort of made sense after two decades, but still I'm like, you're living in the mountains and there really isn't, you know, you're the only ones out there hunting.
Yeah, you're the only ones out there. There's not that many of you. If you're not over hunting, which clearly you're not because you don't have food, there should still be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I just keep thinking about his face when they were eating and how like you see one of his bad guys like kind of gag, but the way he like made her eat, and he's got the biggest plate, everybody else has got a little bit, he's got this thing piled full of people meat and he's just looking at her eating her dad with that like just so pleased with himself, and then like pulls it in and just starts eating with like gusto, and I'm oh, he was so bad. I mean, I'm really glad he died.
And we're pretty sure he is very dead.
Very dead.
That was brutal.
Yeah.
She killed we've him seen a 10 lot times of like, over.
Yeah. We've seen a lot of like people that they fought with. He is the first one I would say is actually evil.
Yeah. I think we had sort of reasons.
Yeah.
For the other people to have gone as dark as they did. But yeah, he was just plain
bad.
Culty, evil guy. Yeah.
Yeah. What did you think about what he said about cordyceps saying that, you know, it's that he says like it taught him like that it loves or whatever?
I know. Oh, that was so gross.
You know, I was like, I get it. You don't want to call it evil because it's not. It's not. It's not a thinking it's just, organism. It's just
that we
reacting.
Know of.
Yeah, that we know of. It, as far as we know, it's reacting and just trying to propagate itself. But to be like, it's like protecting its family and it loves of all the things you want to like hero worship. It's you seen what those people look like? That's not a happy organism. When it's eating other people, that's not it loving on them.
What a screwed up mind. And yet they did a really good job of having him be that sort of manipulative but seems to be nice, and you know,
it's a medicine, it's not a code, and
yeah,
you know, leave her alive, don't try to kill her. Like
I loved when he said, you know, we have things we can trade, and you know, she's had that like fake deep voice going on to sound bigger and older than she is, and when he said that, she's like, medicine?
Yeah.
In like a little girl voice.
Yeah.
And then went right back into like for infections. Yeah. I just thought that was a really good delivery of that line.
Absolutely.
She was incredible in this episode.
This pushed her in a way that we haven't seen. Absolutely.
Yeah.
She was really good last week, you know, with the showing emotion, but this, we just saw so much more depth to her.
Mm-hmm. She's done a fantastic job of really pacing these reveals too. I mean, I know, yes, it's the writing, but you could very easily overact in the beginning and expose too much. But she's done a really good job of pacing this sort of ramp up to that level of violence.
Sure. And Joel, I mean, waking up and like killing those guys.
Oh, that was brutal.
When he stuck that knife in, and he was like, I'm going to pop off your kneecap. That is a very new method of torture I've never heard. So I give the writers prop for that, because you hear all the time about, like, you know, and you know, or read, we'll like, fingers chop out, like fingernails being popped off, or like, I'm going to cut tendons or something. But I have never, ever in 41 years heard I'm going to pop your kneecap off with that knife wedged down. I'm thinking behind the kneecap.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. That was pretty awful. I'm like, oh, Joel, maybe back it off just a little bit.
He went real dark. I mean, he's looking for someone he now obviously considers like a daughter. Mm-hmm. So I get it, but holy shit.
Yeah. Well, it really starts you thinking, like, what has he done in the past? I mean, we know he's...
How did he know that that was a go-to good way to torture somebody?
Yeah. Exactly. We know he's done horrible things in the past, but geez, yikes. And he just, so it was like, I got what I wanted and now I'm killing you.
And to take the bat to the guy or the pipe, whatever that was, as opposed to like using the knife again.
It was vicious.
He needed to get something out, I guess, because damn.
Yeah, that was awful. They both just, I mean, we know that he's done this before. We know he's had that level of violence before because he's ashamed of it. But to have them both just be there at that level, and she, her a little even more.
It was a lot.
Yeah, it was really brutal. She was a shell after she realized it was him. Oh.
We definitely gonna be dealing with that trauma for a while. Or if they're smart, they will be.
Yes. Well, let's hope they are.
It will be interesting to see, because we have one episode left.
Mm-hmm.
Are we left with any hope? Or is this just going to continue the dark dive and we end up just on some kind of super dark cliffhanger? You know,
I'm guessing we're gonna have a huge cliffhanger, so
yeah, but it would be nice if there was some light in there somewhere, but I'm not sure that it will happen.
Yeah,
because this, you know, with his injury and then her having that trauma, I don't know how you, unless someone's like, miraculous, we got a cure immediately.
Yeah.
Or
we, next week it's like, you know, 3 months later.
Oh God. Yeah. I don't see how you get anything happy.
Yeah,
this episode was so, so grim.
It was, well, I watched it twice, and after the second time I watched it, I was like, I need to watch something with a little bit of happiness. So I watched Bill and Frank again, which then of course just had me sobbing. I'm like, what was I thinking? because I knew it was sad at the end, but I was just like, oh my God, all I could think about is I want to see him giggle about the strawberries and I want to see him happy, and then I'm like, oh shit, I forgot how grim this was at the end. Oh well.
You should have like stopped it.
Yeah.
At the like 45 minute mark and been like, that was such a sweet show. They love each other. They found love in the zombie apocalypse. The end.
And I completely and totally forgot about all the stuff that happens before we meet Bill. completely forgot.
That's funny. Because that was there, and there's a good chunk, but it's not. Once he gets there, it's just you're swept away in emotion. Yeah, exactly. You know?
And it's all you remember, even though how many times did I watch that? And I did not remember all the stuff with Ellie and Joel in the beginning, or, you know, the flashback to the, I totally completely forgot. Man. I just was ready for
that little... was such a good episode.
It was fantastic.
God. Really. Anyways.
And this was as brutal as that was fantastic. So
yeah, exactly. It was one of those things where I'm like, this was a good episode. This was a really great zombie apocalypse episode. It
without a single zombie.
It was not what I would say like enjoyable.
No, it was very difficult to watch. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but there was a lot in it. It was important. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I guess art doesn't have to be enjoyable. But we'll see what happens next week. Aside from that,
I know.
But aside from that, we had our Warrior season 1, episode 1 live tweet on Monday. We'll be doing, so if you want to join us next Monday.
Of Warrior.
8 p.m. Eastern.
Did you say that? Oh.
Yeah, of Warrior. Okay. Yeah, I said that. We'll be doing episode 2 of season 1. So definitely come back and watch that so we can, you know, check out some of our favorite people. It was so fun to watch it again. It was so nice.
As many times as I watched it, you know, originally.
It's been a while though, so I think that's like it helps that I'm going, oh yeah, I forgot about this part, and I loved this part. This was so great. So it was fun to kind of reminisce over that, and it's nice to see, like, you know, Karen and Jason, and you know, it's like, it's fun. They're so great. So come back and join us for that, and then we will be back with episode 9.
Yeah, and then we need to figure out what's next.
What's next?
There's some good stuff coming up in March and April. So we'll see.
We'll figure it out and let you guys know.
I had them all written down in the notebook.
Your dog ate your homework, literally.
Literally. All the important things.
that dog. Anyways, so come back next week and we will catch you next time.
See you then.